It is August now, and instead of big summer movie blockbusters this weekend, we have a kind of strange mix, an indie drama, an action adventure, and a Capra-esque comedy. To tell us what the critics think of these new releases, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate.com's Summary Judgment.
Brendan Fraser must be racking up the frequent flyer miles because just a few weeks ago, he was at the center of the earth. And now here he is in ancient China for the third installment of the Mummy franchise, Mummy, the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Fraser returns as the plucky explorer Rick O'Connell, who once again must battle the resurrected mummy. And you know when you wake up from a 2,000-year-long curse, you're cranky.
I tell you to fasten your seatbelts, but it was too cheap to buy any.
Why am I laughing?
Here we go!
I'll tell you, the critics aren't laughing. The kindest review is from the Chicago Sun-Times, which smiles, plain, dumb, fun, absurd, and preposterous. But the Washington Post yawns, tiresome and messy, and the Charlotte Observer snaps, I'm afraid it just stinks. The independent drama Frozen River stars Melissa Leo as a poor single mother who stumbles into an illegal smuggling ring along the U.S.-Canadian border.
This is about the woman that was with you.
Yeah.
How long have you known her?
Not long. She looks after my kids.
She's a smuggler.
Really?
There is that element on the reservation. I'm sure you know.
Well, I've heard about it. I had no idea she was involved.
The nation's critics warmly receive Frozen River. Anchored by powerful performances, believable scenarios, and excellent writing, says USA Today. And the Los Angeles Times advises, let its bracing drama and the intensity of the acting restore your faith in American independent film. And for those of you looking for a little escapism, maybe the comedy Swing Vote will be your pick. Kevin Costner stars as a beer-slinging average Joe who is cast into the national spotlight when he becomes the deciding vote in the presidential election.
Okay, let's see what the fuss is all about.
Is that him?
Like the election in the movie, the critics are split. The Philadelphia Inquirer musters, its aim is true and Costner's performance hits the bullseye, but The Onion finds it strangely unsatisfying and The Hollywood Reporter frowns, unfunny and surprisingly sour. You know, with our own presidential election less than 100 days away, I wonder if the movie's candidates, Kelsey Grammer and Dennis Hopper, would have a chance against McCain or Obama. Seems Hopper's rampant drug use in the 60s and 70s would come back to haunt him, but if Grammer reminds people he voiced Stinky Pete in the Toy Story movies, that could be just enough to sway the public and elect him president. Because remember, in American politics, we focus on what's important. Gee, Grammer has no political experience at all. Zero. Yeah, but he was so funny as Fraser. True. Oh, what the heck? He's got my vote.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer registered to vote in Los Angeles.